Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget John Feinstein will join us coming up at 8. Brad Spielberger joins us in the 9 o'clock hour. From Pro Football Focus, so lots still to get to on a Friday.
But when we hear this music, it's time for our Junkies Weekend Parlay, brought to you by FanDuel, the official sports book of the Junkies, America's number one sports book.
I asked Jason earlier. I was just, can you find me a guaranteed winner so I can double my money? I would like that to happen. I like doubling my money.
Well, let's see how many
you
get.
I can firmly tell you that I cannot find you any guaranteed winners.
I don't think I'm asking for that, anything too outrageous. Just a guaranteed winner. Just a lock.
But I can give you my leans.
Mm. Well, there are plenty of guaranteed winners. You just have to lay just extraordinary odds for those guaranteed winners.
Understood. Like I was telling Valdez during the break, like we should be betting against the Oakland Athletics every time out.
They've lost 8 straight. They're 10-42.
They're 10-42.
But the one time you bet against them.
I know. I understand.
And you put your entire nut on it.
I'll get jobbed. I understand the way that works.
They're playing. Who are they playing this weekend? They're playing Houston Astros at home.
Okay.
Houston is a minus 260.
Yeah, that's a big one.
A minus 260. If you took Oakland, they're plus 215. But they've lost 8 straight, and they've got 10 wins.
Right.
In 52 games.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Junkies Weekend Parlay. It is 5 legs deep this week. Unless we have AWOD. He jumped in like a couple weeks ago, and then he didn't jump back in.
No, he gone. All right, Mr. Cahill, why don't you start us off?
I'd actually like to wait a couple minutes.
Oh, you want to
go right,
change
start.
My mind on something.
All right, I'll start. I'm actually going to go to the Orioles Rangers game, Mr. Valdez. Hope I'm not taking your pick. Sorry about this.
He's resigned.
Who do you have? Who do you want?
I have a player prop. I hope we can do it together. And by the way, I'm 4-0 in my last 4 Oriole plays.
Ooh, look
in the
at
weekend
that
parlay.
Very nice.
If you bet $100 on each play, you'd be up $640.
A sizable chunk of cash right there.
Last week he had Gunnar Henderson, but Gunnar Henderson did not play, so he had to scramble, and I think he put in Cedric Mullins
at 2+ bases, and that was even money, and then he got a double on his last at bat in Toronto.
That's the kind of luck you're having.
Came
right
up
now.
Big for you.
All right, why don't you start us off then, and I'll have to get a backup play because I had a player prop in that game as well.
Well, we might be able to combine them, but my player prop, speaking of Gunnar, is a Gunnar Henderson 2+ hits player prop. I believe that's plus 420. You look at his average, it's not very great. I think it's just over 200, but in his last 10 games, he's 11-34, 6 runs he's plated. His on-base percentage plus slugging is .869, hitting the ball hard.
He walks a lot though, right?
He does walk a lot. That's the only problem I have with this play is that he's very patient at the plate. So I'm hoping that the patience wears off and he rips the cover off the ball today in Camden Yards. So Gunnar 2+ hits. That's plus 420, I believe.
Ooh, I think they're going to let
420.
They're going to let us. I think they're going to let us play 2 different player props in this.
Oh, perfect. Good.
Nice.
So I'll stay in the same game. I'm going to go on the other end. I'm going to go Texas Rangers third baseman Josh Jung, who is one of the hottest hitters in Major League Baseball currently. In his last 3 games, he's 6-12. In his last 6 games, he is currently 10 for 18. He's just been on a tear. He's got some power. He's at 3 home runs in his last 4 games. And in the Pirates series this past week, he had 6 hits, 2 bombs, 6 RBIs, and 5 runs scored. And he's going to go against Grayson Rodriguez, who is a stud young prospect for the Orioles, but Grayson has been getting hit. So I'll go Josh Jung at 2-plus hits tonight as well. He's got Gunnar Henderson at 2-plus hits. I've got Josh Jung at 2-plus hits, and that is going to give you plus 270.
All right, so juicy.
We need some runs scored in the Orioles-Rangers game.
Some offense. These
and
fireworks.
No patience at the plate. No walks.
Right.
You got to take their cuts.
All right, JP, talk to me.
All right, so last week I had a shot with my Lomachenko bet. I actually bet Devin Haney. Split decision, controversial decision. I thought Lomachenko won the fight. I watched it. I thought it was going to go to the judges, which it did, but they all went to Haney, so that was a loser. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go away from the long shots, and I'm going to go with history in this bet. Mentioned it earlier, last night the Celtics drummed the Miami Heat. They had a 3-0 deficit in the series. Now it is 3-2. Well, in the history of the NBA, 3-0 leads have gone to a game 7 3 times out of 150.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me history is with the Miami Heat. Plus, they have home court advantage. So I'm going to take the Miami Heat money line, which is plus 124 for game 6
to
advance the NBA finals.
A lot of plus numbers here.
All right. You're in. Plus 124. All right, Mr. Cahill, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, rock and roll.
All right, I did switch my mind. I was going to go with another Hunter Green strikeout prop bet, but I'm shying away from that because Matt McClain, shortstop from the Reds, he's catching my eye here. He's hit 2 home runs in his last 3 games. He's a rookie. He was just called up a few weeks ago, but he's starting to heat up. He's hitting 286. He's got great power for a little guy. I think he's going to hit a home run today, even though he's going against Steele from the Cubs, the lefty who's playing great so far this year.
Wow.
I like Matt McClain to hit a home run. It's plus 600. Oh. He's done it 2 out of his last 3 games. He's got massive pop. He absolutely destroyed AAA this year. He was, I think, hit like 15 home runs in just a short amount of time. So Matt McClain to hit a home run. He's got a lot of power, and he's going against a lefty as a right-handed shortstop. So I like it. Plus 600. Put me in.
Man.
I need a big bounce back.
This payoff is going to be huge if it hits, which it won't.
You don't know where Matt McClain played college baseball.
Matt McClain played college baseball at Mississippi State University.
Hint.
What
state is it in?
We have a colleague who works here.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Who went to the school and loves talking about his college.
Loves talking about his college. Overtalks about the college he went to.
Not necessarily overtalks, just very, a lot of pride.
A lot of pride.
He's older.
Older.
Former professional athlete.
Oh, the only guy I'm thinking of is B. Mitch.
No. He went to Louisiana.
Doc Walker.
Oh, Doc Walker. Oh, he loves
UCLA.
He's a big UCLA guy. Very good. Brian, I don't view you as older. Don't take that personally.
He's only a couple years older than us.
You're a little bit older than me, but not that much old.
And Rick Doc Walker's older. Right.
Yes, that is true.
All right, so hold on.
I don't want B. Mitch Rick at your boy
hold
over
on.
Here.
Hold on, Richie. Let's see. Where are we at right now? Who has not? Oh, Cakes. Sorry.
Baseball Cakes is betting on the Washington Nationals to beat the Kansas City Royals tonight with Patrick Corbin on the bump. I was going to tell you that Patrick Corbin had to be the most famous person ever to come out of his hometown of Clay, New York. That was until I Wikipedia'd Clay, New York. He's now the second most famous person to come out of that sleepy town in New York because the first guy, have you ever heard Richard Gere?
I have.
Have you heard Richard Gere? He's an actor of note. He's also from Clay, New York, but that's beside the point. Corby has been really good in May. He's got a sub-3 ERA. He's given up exactly 2 earned runs in each of his last 4 starts. That should be enough to beat the hapless Kansas City Royals, who I believe are 15-36. They stink. They're worse than the Nats. Corby gets it done tonight. Nats win on the road.
So Nats money line.
Nats money line, yes.
And Jordan Lyles, by the way, playing for or pitching for the Royals tonight.
I don't know this person.
He's been in the league forever.
Okay.
He is currently, this year, he played for the Orioles last year.
Okay.
He's 0-8 with an ERA of 7.15.
Maybe this is my guaranteed winner.
So if the Nats are going to beat anybody, it should be Jordan Lyles, although it is in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But, all right, so you're in. All right, so here's your recap. Your recap for the weekend parlay.
You've got the long tippany.
You've got the Nats to beat the Royals, plus 112. You've got the Miami Heat tomorrow night to win game 6 to advance, plus 124. Gunner, 2+ hits, plus 480 tonight at home against Texas. Josh Jung, same game, plus 280. Oh, it just went up 10 bucks. 2+ hits for the Rangers. And then Matt McClain, rookie shortstop for the Reds, to hit a bomb in Wrigley. Here's the problem with that. You have to remind me. That's a day game. That game starts at 2.
Okay.
I need a reminder.
What are the winds doing at Wrigley tonight?
No idea.
You better hope somebody looked into that.
I'm guessing Drabby didn't check that.
They're blowing out for a home run.
Anyway, that's plus 600, 6-1 to hit a bomb. $6 will pay you $4,045.
And we don't have to split it with Bickle.
That would be great. Please, if there is a God,
I mean, can you imagine?
That would be great.
If that happened, I would get nothing but ones, and I would just do it like this and make it rain in here. It would be amazing.
All right, coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.